gangs of migrants walking around the trucks, 30, 40 strong, you know, intimidating the drivers, waving wadges of cash at them, trying to get on board. And it can be very, very intimidating for the drivers.
Oh, do you know, I bet it can. And in all of this, I'm sure it's really... Yeah, I take nothing away from the job that you do, Tim. I'm sure it's awful being the transport manager for this. But imagine being the poor bloke sat out there at 1 o'clock in the morning in Cali, who just wants to get home to his wife and kids. This must be awful for your drivers.
Well, it is. And the other thing to consider is, it's not just big, burly blokes, you know. We do employ girls as well. We've got a few female drivers for us. It's very, very intimidating. We had a guy, he rang us up the other day, and he was absolutely terrified. I could tell by the tone of his voice. They turned nasty. They surrounded his truck. They've got crowbars, hammers, chisels, that kind of thing. When you see them opening up the rear doors on the television, it's because they've knocked the locks off. They've got all the tools and equipment, and they've got all the time in the world to do what they need to do to get people on.